You talked about either continuous infusion 5-FU or capecitabine combined with radiation therapy. There's a pretty big difference to the patient, you know, in terms of the 5-FU needing a port, needing a pump versus a pill. What do we know about the comparative efficacy of those two approaches?
Well, there hasn't been any large randomized phase 3 data about this.
Although I guess there's going to be.
NSABP is looking at this question. It is a good question. I don't think it's a particularly compelling question when we have other issues that are confronting us. But we believe, based on our experience and other phase 1 and phase 2 experience with capecitabine, is one, it is safe to deliver with radiation therapy. Two, that the response to capecitabine with radiation appears to be at least equivalent to infusional 5-FU with radiation. And as you mentioned, this is a much more convenient strategy for a patient undergoing pelvic radiation to just take their medication orally twice a day through a 5.5-week course of radiation compared to having a central access device put in and then carrying a pump 24/7 through 5.5 weeks of chemoradiation.
So what are you guys doing in MD Anderson?
Right now, in protocol patients, we're looking at the combination of capecitabine bevacizumab with pelvic radiation for patients with locally advanced rectal cancers, meaning they're T3 or node positive based on endoscopic ultrasound or CT staging. Off protocol, we are comfortable with using capecitabine as a reasonable substitute to infusional 5-FU.